you get mad when listening to true crime? Well, so do I. If you want a weekly true crime podcast that says what you're thinking, then grab a beer and pull up a deck chair. This is Cambo from True Crime Island, another true crime podcast, and maintain the rage with me. Visit truecrimeisland.com where you can download or stream each episode. Plus, there's links to iTunes and social media. And as I always say, don't forget to delete your browser history. This is True Crime Island.
The cut of my ear, what the hell happened here? Option 9, tear for tear, what the hell happened here? The chair's not moved, the shift's in, what the hell happened here? Say, what the hell happened here? Say, what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
Welcome back to your favorite Eye for an Eye podcast, and your host, Matt. And Lisa.
Hello, everybody.
Don't know what that was.
I don't.
It's your favorite St. Patrick's Day podcast. Yeah. That's what we're going to call it. Patrick's Day, if you know what I mean.
Look at the Irish.
So we're coming back to you with our favorites mini-sode.
What the hell happened here?
What the hell happened here?
Fuck, I can't do this accent.
This one is called H2. Oh, shit.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for the show today, Studio. Studio wants to revolutionize the way people see headphones as not just a tech device, but as also an accessory.
Yes, and they have changed the way people are looking at a fashion accessory and also a great listening device. I can personally attest that their Regents, their new product line, is an awesome top-of-the-line product. And I would suggest that everybody can use our offer code I for an I E Y E F O R A N E Y E for 15% off any purchase on their website. And we can also offer you guys worldwide shipping for free.
So, this is true. I'm just stating that as a fact before we say this. This is true.
Yes.
Multiple people have died from a fatal water overdose, as in literally drinking too much water.
Now, Matt and I can both attest, like, this is probably how I'm going to go.
I drink enough water a day that I feel like I should have drowned at this point already.
Me too, honestly. I
sucked a cup down before we started this.
I hate that.
Like, what are we doing wrong?
Yeah, right? So, it's also interesting because this has something to do with my love of water, not so much this podcast, but why don't you dump some out on the table? To be less crinkly. All right, cool. But this is so weird. So, you know how when people, you would discuss, like, their favorite, like, what they would do as a superhero power? Like, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Be able to read minds.
Listen to what I literally used to say all the time. Still stick by, but it's not really a superpower now that I've grown up and realized. I wanted... You know Camelback, the water with the hose?
Mm-hmm.
I used to say if I had a superpower, what I would want it to be is to have a Camelback hose sticking out of my hand that was constantly connected to a fresh, crisp, cold water source so I could have unlimited water whenever I wanted it.
Cold water all the time.
And then people started telling me that's not a superhero power, so I gave it up for Lent.
More like a super genius power.
Yeah.
We want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Studio. Studio is a revolutionary company designed with you in mind. They want to revolutionize the way people see headphones as not just a tech device, but also in an accessory. Currently, the headphone market can offer you one of two things, style or tech. Studio wanted to think of the consumer who wanted both, us. Fashionable headphones tend to lack the proper sound quality, and high-tech variations are bulky and not design-oriented. And not to mention, pretty expensive. Studio wants to bridge that gap. While emphasizing modern Scandinavian design, they also provide a product that matches the sound quality of even the highest rated headphones on the market for a fraction of the cost. With 24 plus hours of active battery life and 20 days of standby life, the perfect companion for you at home or on the go. Connect to any device via Bluetooth. If you're interested in getting a pair, which I highly, highly recommend, especially if you like listening to our podcast on the go, we will have a link to their website in the show notes. But even better, if you use our discount code I4ANI, that will give you 15% off any purchase. So that is discount code I4ANI EYE FORANEYE for 15% off any purchase, you guys. Best part is they have free worldwide shipping. That's right, free. With a sleek design and high quality sound, how could you go wrong? Remember, I4ANI gets you 15% off any purchase on their website. Their link will be in our show notes.
At 15% off plus the free shipping, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere on the market. EYEFORANEYE for 15% off any purchase on their website right now. We love you guys. Thank you, Studio.
Thanks, Studio.
But yeah, so let's get into this H2O shit.
A woman who competed in a radio station's contest to see how much water she could drink without going to the bathroom, died of water intoxication, according to the coroner's office on Saturday. Wow.
Water intoxication.
That's impressive.
Do you think it still has the same effects as, like, actual intoxication of, like, drugs or alcohol?
I mean, what do you do if you're too drunk on water? Be like, get her some whiskey.
Yeah, wait, that's true. Would they, like, pump your stomach?
I don't know, man. Why didn't she just go take a piss? Like, what would this what was this radio show offering is this contest? Like,
right?
You know, we'll get you free massage or $25 gift card Outback. Like,
so according to WebMD, which everything, that every road leads to cancer. I looked up some water intoxication facts. Basically, what it says is it can cause the level of salt or sodium in your blood to drop too low, which is a condition called hyponatremia. It's a very serious condition and it can be fatal, as you'll see here. And it's also known as water intoxication. As Matt gets up to get some more water, this case makes him thirsty.
I am thirsty.
And apparently this is an extremely rare condition. If you drink a bottle of water here or there when you exercise or when you're hot, you'll be fine. When you run into the problems is when you drink way too much too fast, which is what it seems to happen here. She was entered in a contest. Like Matt said, I'm not sure why she believed she was not allowed to go to the bathroom or stop drinking water. Or even if there's side effects. Like, I don't know if you can feel that you have water intoxication or not. Symptoms say that it looks a lot like the symptoms of heat stroke and exhaustion. You might be hot, have a headache, and just feel crummy. Other symptoms can include diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. So it doesn't really sound like it's something that you can really, like, tell what's happening. It's just kind of the symptom of everything else.
Sounds like WebMD's explanation.
Yes, it is.
So, now, what makes this... Sorry, not better, but what makes this a little bit more what the hell happened here ironic is that Jennifer Strange was found dead in her apartment on Friday in her suburban Rancho Cordova home hours after taking part in the Hold Your Wee for a Wee contest. I had to emphasize. In which KDND 107.9 radio station promised a Nintendo Wii video game system for the winner.
So literally, if you hold your pee,
wow,
you'd get a Wii gaming console if you just didn't pee. That should be illegal, not only because it led to her death, but because, like, that can lead to, like, UTIs and a lot of issues.
Who the hell would
okay this in the fucking marketing department?
Come on. I mean...
Right?
You fucking morons had nothing better to come up with than to hold your piss contest?
Right.
Why don't we have something for a charitable donation? I mean, why are people so stupid? And then they wonder why America's so stupid.
Yep.
I'm sorry. So, this is a quote from one of Strange's co-workers at the Radiological Associates of Sacramento. She said to one of our supervisors that she was on her way home and her head was hurting real bad, said Laura Rios. She was crying and that was the last anyone had heard from her. and it was not immediately known how much water Strange had consumed, but a preliminary investigation found evidence consistent with water intoxication death, said Coroner Ed Smith. John Geary, a vice president and marketing manager for Entercom Sacramento, the station's owner, said station personnel were stunned when they heard of Strange's death. I mean, I'd be shocked too, but you idiots are still having this ridiculous contest.
Yeah.
We're awaiting more information that will help explain how this tragic event occurred, he said.
So I feel like nobody realized that this was even a thing that could happen. Like, I don't, I'm guessing that's why she didn't drive herself to the hospital either.
Yeah, I mean, she probably
just thought, like, I feel like trash, but I'm gonna go, like, what could it possibly, I probably just don't feel good.
Sounds like you got the flu.
Yeah.
But, well, initially, contestants were handed 8-ounce bottles of water to drink every 15 minutes. Half-pint bottles. And a fellow contestant...
What's half a pint? Do we know an ounce is? I don't know what that is.
A pint is 16 ounces. Half a pint would be 8.
Okay, so like a water bottle.
Like a little water bottle, like that.
Oh, like a small water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I was picturing like a normal size water bottle. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm not in any kind of anything that has to do with measuring. So they were just like tiny water bottles, had to drink one every 15 minutes.
I mean, like a reasonable size water bottle, yeah.
Shit.
Not an unreasonable amount at all. They were small little half-pint bottles. So we thought it was going to be easy, said fellow contestant James Ibarra of Woodland. They told us if you don't feel like you can do this, don't put your health at risk. Ibarra said he quit drinking after 5 bottles. My bladder couldn't handle it anymore, he added. After he quit, he said the remaining contestants, including Strange, were given even bigger bottles to drink.
Oh, shit.
Well, there you go. I was talking to her, and she was a nice lady, Ibarra said. She was telling me about her family and her 3 kids and how she was doing it for kids.
That's heartbreaking.
That's terrible. That's a shame.
So I guess this one's important not only for what the hell happened here, but just to bring attention to the fact that don't ever put your health at risk to... I mean, I don't want to blame her because she probably didn't know.
I mean, I'm sure...
I didn't know until I read this.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pegged that as, like, a threat to my health. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm getting up every night if I have to go pee. I'm not sitting in my bed anymore just in case.
Right? So, what the hell happened here? I wonder how much she actually drank. It didn't really say. But it's important to know that, what the hell happened here? You could drink, first of all, what the hell happened here? What was the marketing team thinking?
Yeah.
You would think they would thoroughly research, like, every part of this. You know what I mean? Although, like, I guess when people have, like, wing eating contests, people don't, like, Google, like, risks associated. But you normally sign, like, a waiver, don't you, for those kind of things?
Usually, yeah. You think there's something going on there. But I don't know. We don't know what the hell happened here.
That's the point of these shows. So what the hell happened here? You guys don't drink too much water. Drink enough water, because water is great for you. But don't hold your pee. Don't drink a ton in a short amount of time. It can be fatal. So if you liked this episode of WTH3, go rate, review, subscribe. Let us know what you think. Have you drank a lot of water? I mean, did you know this could even happen? I mean, this case just blows my mind because it's like I drink a ton of water as it is, but I didn't know it could be like a risk. Because you're always told, drink water, drink water, drink more water, keep drinking water. But real quick, fun fact also, they say when you're dehydrated to sip on water, not to chug water.
Right. That's a good point. You're not supposed to ever consume that.
No. That's true. So that's important to note as well. So maybe this is like a PSA as well as a what the hell happened here episode. Because we want to know what the hell was this radio station thinking, telling people to chug as much water as possible without taking pee breaks. Really, or just chugging as much. Chugging anything in a short amount of time is a horrible situation, so please just be careful out there. If you like us, rate, review, subscribe. We love you. Thanks for joining us today.
We love you.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.